Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, Chapter 41. In the last parak, Nebuzaradan leaves Gedaliah in charge of the poor in Israel, all the refugees who fled to other countries, and the people who had been hiding in the wilderness accept Gedaliah and start preparing to live there for winter. Everything seems fine until Yochanan ben Kareach comes and tells Gedaliah about a plot hatched by Baalis, the king of Bnei Ammon, and Yishmael ben Netanya, who was of royal descent and had been a prominent advisor to Tzidkiyahu, that Yishmael should kill Gedaliah. Yochanan offers to kill Yishmael, but Gedaliah refuses to believe the accusations. This parak begins in the month of Tishrei. Yishmael ben Netanya came from the lands of Bnei Ammon with 10 men to assassinate Gedaliah ben Achikam. They did not reveal their intentions and dined with him to eat a meal together on what Chazal say was Rosh Hashanah. Yishmael felt entitled to rule, and so he was going to do whatever was needed to get himself appointed to the leadership. He didn't realize he was just a pawn of the king of Bnei Ammon, who hated the king of Bavel. Baalis was using Yishmael's ambition to manipulate him, and Yishmael went along blindly. These 10 men get up, and tragically, verse 2, Vayaku es Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan b'cherev. They, in plural, struck Gedaliah, Vayamesoso, and he, in the singular, killed him. All the 10 men struck Gedaliah, but Yishmael alone killed him. Asher hifkid melech Bavel ba'aretz, whom the king of Bavel had made governor over the land. The pasuk is telling us why they targeted him. It wasn't personal. Nebuchadnezzar made Gedaliah the ruler, and Yishmael was jealous. This is the impact of jealousy. They irrationally killed Gedaliah, a man who, by all accounts, was doing his best to help all the people. And they also chose to infuriate Nebuchadnezzar, who had shown his wrath against those who are disloyal. And they also killed, verse 3, Eskol Yehudim, all the Jews who were in mitzvah, who had been loyal to Nebuchadnezzar, as those were the only ones who Gedaliah let stay in the mitzvah, Vesachkastim asher nimsu sham es anshei melchama, and the kastim, the soldiers who were there. He assassinated Nebuchadnezzar's own troops, which was essentially starting a war. Yishmael only killed the soldiers and these men, and then he took everyone else who was left captive. The next day, no one knew that Gedaliah had been killed, proving this was not done with any legal pretense. It was an ambush. Yishmael kept the assassination silent as he had another twist to his plot. At that time, there were 80 men who were coming from different areas, from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from the Shomron. These are people who had come back to Israel after the exile of the 10 tribes. They were in mourning, their clothes were torn, they were growing their beards, and they cut themselves, as was the custom of the pagans in the region. They were mourning the destruction of seeing the cities of Yehuda in desolation. They were coming to bring a carbon mincha, a meal offering, and levona, frankincense, to the Beis HaMikdash. There are a few explanations as to why the people are coming now if the Beis HaMikdash had already been destroyed. The Mefarshim say that it could be that they were coming from far away and didn't know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This position is hard to reconcile, as they had to have passed through the war-torn country, and people heard the news from as far away as Moab, Ammon, and Edom, and had returned to Yehuda already. Alternatively, the Beis HaMikdash was still active as a site to offer karbanos, even though the structure lay in ruins, so they were coming to offer something to the Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim explains what is happening in our psukim and how these people fit into Yishmael's plot. Yishmael wanted to frame Gedaliah for their murder. No one knows Gedaliah is dead, so he wanted news to spread that Gedaliah was killing anyone who wanted to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash or who would still offer karbanos. Gedaliah had already defected during the siege, so he was already viewed with suspicion. Yishmael wanted to make it seem like Gedaliah was allying himself with Nebuchadnezzar to treat any mourners as guilty of treason. Yishmael comes out from mitzvah to greet these people. Verse 6, Holech haloch uvocheh, weeping all along as he went, and he convinces them, Ba'u al Gedaliahu ben Achikam, come to Gedaliahu, the son of Achikam. The Malbim says that Yishmael was making a very public display of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash so that the people would trust him. they would come into Mitzpeh, which is known as being under Gedaliah's control. Yishmael does not want them to go to Yerushalayim, as he has a perfect spot in Mitzpeh to kill them, and he can frame Gedaliah, saying that he made this command to kill them. The people come into the city, and there's a huge pit there. Yishmael and his men slaughter all the people, except for 10, into this pit. There were 10 men among the 80 who negotiated for their lives. They say to Yishmael, verse 8, Al timisenu, don't kill us, ki yesh lanu matmonim basadeh, chitim usorim v'shemen udvash. We have hidden in the field stores of wheat and barley, of oil and of honey. They try to bribe Yishmael that they will show him the hidden treasure, food, not gold or silver, so he doesn't kill them. How tragic it is that he valued wheat and oil more than a human life, as the 70 people who could not ransom themselves were killed. The Malbim says Yishmael's keeping the 10 men alive was actually part of his plot. They would tell everyone that Gedaliah killed them for mourning the Chorban. Everyone would then be happy that Yishmael killed Gedaliah, as Gedaliah would be known as a vicious murderer. Verse 9, Yishmael killed the men, but the pasuk refers to the people as being Asher Hika Biad Gedaliahu, struck by Gedaliah. Chazal say that it was as if Gedaliah killed them because he refused to take any precautions against Yishmael, which causes this terrible unfolding events. This pit had historical significance to the Jewish people. It was made by King Asa of Yehuda, b'pnei Basha Melech Yisrael, because of the Basha, the king of Israel. Basha constructed a tower so he could prevent people from being Ole Regel to coming up three times a year to Yerushalayim. The main road from Yisrael to Yerushalayim was via Mitzpeh. Asa stationed troops in Mitzpeh to protect any of those on pilgrimage. He dug this pit to provide water to his men there. This pit that was made to help people go to Yerushalayim to serve in the house of Hashem now had corpses of those going to the house of Hashem thrown there. This pit, Milei Yishmael ben Netanya hu chalalim, Yishmael the son of Netanya filled with the slain. Yishmael then took all the remaining people in Mitzpeh, including the daughters of the king, and drags them away as captives to bring them to Bnei Amon. Yochanan ben Kareach and all of his soldiers hear about what Yishmael had done and goes to attack Yishmael. They meet by the great waters of Givon. The captives were thrilled to see Yochanan and his men, as they had wanted nothing to do with Yishmael. They return to Mitzpeh and follow Yochanan ben Kareach. In the meantime, Yishmael escapes with 80 men to Bnei Amon. Yochanan and his soldiers start rounding up all the people who are thinking of going to Amon to escape, and also all the people from Mitzpeh. Verse 17, Vayelchu vayeshvu begeris kimhan. And they went and they lived in Geirus Kimham, asher etzal beis lechem laleches lavo Mitzrayim, which is by beis lechem, which is on the way to go to Egypt. The people were very afraid of what the custom would do. Would they think this was a rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar? Because it essentially was. Would they think they all participated in it? Were they responsible for it? Yishmael killed Gedaliah, who was the appointee of the king of Bavel, and they were all very scared. In this parak, Yishmael plotted and assassinated Gedaliah, the men who were with him, and the Chaldean soldiers protecting him. Yishmael then killed 70 men traveling to offer flour offerings and frankincense in the Beis HaMikdash. He takes the people in Mitzpeh captive to bring them to Bnei Amon. Yochanan ben Kareach saves the people from Yishmael. Yishmael and 80 men escape to Bnei Amon, and Yochanan and his community move closer to the border with Mitzrayim to prepare to travel there. One lesson we can learn from this parak is the danger of jealousy. Yishmael felt entitled to leadership, and so he didn't care who he hurt to gain power. He even made himself a pawn for another king who was using him. Leadership means doing that which needs to be done, not being promoted and idolized by other people. We need to be careful to recognize and understand what we are doing for our own ego, and what we are doing because we want to be able to do chesed for Hashem's children. The other lesson that Chazal repeat frequently is that one should not be too much of a tzaddik when it is not appropriate. Gedaliah did not listen to any warnings about Yishmael, as he said it was Lashon Hara, even though the halacha was he was supposed to protect himself. Doing something for spiritual reasons that are contrary to halacha is not the proper worship of God. As Yirmiyahu said throughout the Sefer, Hashem wants people to listen to what he says and not to define their own rules. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.